Blog Talk Radio.
And there was a place to beat it right here, right now. Straight up. My word. Dollhouse Radio. Shout out to Indio Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will, turn up your radio. This is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. Indio Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max.
Damn. You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at Dollhouse Radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Hey, it's Gianna Taylor, founder of UrbanX, and you're listening to Hot Sugar TV.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning to a new episode of Hot Sugar Tea. This is your boy Ralph, and thank you to all that are listening on the line, all that have tuned in our chat room and on the web, the World Wide Web. We have a very good show for you tonight. This is our last show before next week's UrbanX Awards. And as the woman that just came on before me said, Gianna Taylor, the owner of the UrbanX Awards, the founder of UrbanX Awards, it is still not too late for you not only to cast a last-minute vote for your favorite porn star in different categories of UrbanX Awards, but it is still not too late for you to get tickets to next weekend's events that are happening in Los Angeles. The three separate events that are going on, just so everybody is aware of, is that next Friday night there will be a lingerie party. Next Saturday, which I believe is August the 17th, there will be a luau party, luau back barbecue party. And then on the 18th is the actual UrbanX Awards itself. And you go to www.urbanxawards.com for all the ticket information to find out locations, ticket pricing, other things that you need. but this is the last weekend to do it. If you do come and do it at the door, it is a little more than what you do it beforehand. That's just expected. So if you want to come and hang out, just go into UrbanXAwards.com and purchase a ticket. Come on, hang out. You can meet all the porn stars. I'll be there. You know, you can come meet me. We'll put you on the air. Do all kinds of good stuff. But as I said, we have a really great show for you tonight. Have a couple of different topics we like. I like to get to tonight. But for those that listen to our other show, Real Talk with the Director, in all conscience, you cannot start the show without the mention of the two horrifying acts that happened this week, the two mass shootings, and our heart certainly goes out to all of them, the victims' families of both of the mass shootings that happened this week. It's, as I said on the Monday show, it's just tragic, and what happened in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas. I have always heard when these shootings happen, people say, no, our prayers, our thoughts and prayers, our thoughts and prayers, our thoughts and prayers. We need something a little more stronger than thoughts and prayers right now. Much, much stronger than thoughts and prayers. There needs to be definite actions taking place. There needs to be consequences taking places. Words can only do so much, and it's the same words repeated over and over and over and over and over again. And no matter what shooting it is, it's the same thing. Our thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers. We need something different. We need some action going on. I don't know if Trump is the person. I really don't think he is a person. But something needs to be done, because this is should not become the norm in this country. This is becoming ridiculous. It was already spiraling out of control. Now it has gone beyond out of control. And if I'm not mistaken, there was a report today that there was another shooting, though not quite as bad, if I read it right. Let me see that really fast. At least I thought that's what I heard, that there was another shooting today. Though not quite as bad, but whether it was or it wasn't. And then, as I said, the whole thing I look is like actions need to happen. I don't want to hear anybody saying, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with you. No. There need to be some boots in somebody's asses. There needs to be some arrests. There needs to be some changes to our laws when it comes to gun ownership in this country, because it's just gotten out of hand. And none of us should ever have to feel like we go see a movie or a concert or go out to dinner or go shopping to expect to get hit with a bullet because somebody has an issue. And there always seems to be some punk, some young punk that has a beef with people that he ain't never met before in their life, and all of a sudden he got to go and he got to make himself seem, I got to make myself seem important. It always the same story. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. And I don't want to drag the show down by getting political. I really truly don't, because that's not our show. But it just had to be mentioned. But keeping on that line, you know, we here at High Sugar Tea, we have always acknowledged the people since our show has been back on the air almost 3 years now. The people that passed away in the industry, the various performers, basically the women in the industry that had passed away. However, someone passing away doesn't just fall on the female performers in the industry or the male performers in the industry. You know, sometimes we seem to forget about the behind-the-scenes people. And I have to take a little more time to acknowledge them. In this last 3 weeks, two very key people have passed away. Back in late July, the person that passed away was Howard Levine, who was a mainstay in the industry. And just this last week, Brandon Iron was discovered, who actually turns out that he committed suicide. I know we have said in the past with the performers that, you know, if you are in need of help, there are help hotlines to help you. There are people you can reach out to. That also applies to production performers, whether you're a cameraman, a light boy, a director, production company, it doesn't matter who you are. There is help out there to help you if you ask for it. I believe Howard Levine passed away from natural causes. When I mean natural, it wasn't that he had a debilitating disease or anything like that. It's the fact that he did not kill himself, which I believe is the truth. He did not kill himself. I believe he died from cancer. I could be wrong with that one, but I know it was from a disease that caused him to pass away. But this thing with Brandon, that was not cancer. It was not an accident. It was not an overdose. From what I understand, he killed himself. He killed himself. And there was reports that for a while he was missing, that he just picked up and left, and no one knew where he was at. And it was actually before it came down to it, people were out there looking for him. But he was found, and unfortunately, he took his life. I never met Brandon before. I never met Brandon before. But I did see the outpouring of love and affection in his name and his memory after he passed. So, as I say, you know, definitely rest in peace to both of these two individuals. It's sad. It's just sad. I don't really know what else to say about that, but that is just sad. But as I said, to anyone in the industry, if you do have problems, there is help available. All you got to do is just reach out and let someone know what's going on with you. And I know that's very easy to say, very, very easy to say, but not very easy to do. But there are, you know, the Union, Free Speech Coalition, a priest, a church, and more importantly, other porn performers in the business. You could reach out to them and say, hey, you know, I'm feeling some kind of way. I need to talk. I'm reading his article about Brandon Iron, and it seems that he disappeared around July, and he was found in Ireland, and that he took his own life. It's a very sad story, but, and the fortune is that this is not an uncommon instance in our business. It really isn't, and it needs to be. It needs to be a rarity. Something else that needs to be changed. We got a few other stories I'd like to talk to tonight. Gives people a little update on the Mercedes Carrera story that broke a few months ago. There has been an update. Two other things I'd like to touch on. One is, which I saw and I was like, wow, porn star Bella Danger. She calls out retired porn star Mia Khalifa over her comments on Instagram about her porn career. I want to talk a little bit about that one, about people leaving the business and then just, like, crapping over the business that caused or contributed to them having a name. But the other thing is more of a novelty thing. Yesterday I was online, and I saw a tweet from people, and the person that started it was this guy named where is this guy at? Hold on a second here. No, it's wrong. Mike. Yeah, Monster Mike. And Monster Mike posted this list of the top 50 porn stars of all time. Okay. Now, there'd be many lists in business, or when it comes to entertainment, top greatest rappers of all time, greatest football players, baseball players, yada, yada, yada. And we do realize that really boils down to somebody's opinion of who they think. However, even with not having a concrete position, most people, when you ask them, let's say, for example, the greatest rappers of all time, usually that list will include somewhere in the, I'm going to say, the top 20, Biggie, Nas, Jay-Z, Tupac. At least those four, KRS-One, Rakim. Somewhere in that top 20, you will at least see those six names. If not only they are not in the top 20 and they are not on the list itself, you start saying, wait a minute, what was this person smoking? And that's what I'm going to ask, like, what was this person smoking when they come to this list? because I couldn't believe the list that he sent me. So, and I'll explain a little more about what I really mean about this list, because I just can't, because it just doesn't make any sense. Let's get to the show. I'm waiting for our hostess India to chime on in. As I said, this last show before the Urban X Awards next week, I'd like to talk a little bit about Mercedes Carrera. As listeners to the show know, that Mercedes Carrera and her husband have been incarcerated since February, over various charges relating to Mercedes Carrera's daughter. Her little girl, I believe, is 9 years old, I believe, is how old her daughter is. But basically, Mercedes Carrera and her husband have been sitting in jail ever since then. Originally, they were not even able to talk to public defender, which they have done, and now have representation. And they're being held in jail on a $2 million bond each. So it means in order for them to get out, they have to, I think bond, you have to post at least 10% of that one. So that means that it's going to take $400,000 to get the asses out of jail, and they're still sitting there. Well, the other day, they had a preliminary hearing. What the preliminary hearing was, when all the evidence starts to come out against, what's the prosecutor's case. And what I'm reading here is that during that preliminary hearing, an audio tape was played that is of the 9-year-old girl describing some of the things that happened to her while she was in her Mercedes Carrera, who was her mother and I don't really know if it's her stepfather, it's Damien Sims. Her mother's friend, Damien Sims, about some of the things that happened to her, where she alleges about oral copulation, sexual penetration. She claims that she saw her mother using a Hitachi on herself. Now, evidently, there claims that there was a video that showed her performing oral on Damien's penis, but the video cannot be found. Right, and she's also alleging that her mother, Mercedes, is the one that videotaped it. Now, once again, I don't know if Mercedes is guilty or innocent. I don't know. A lot of things have been said. None of us were there, so I can't judge this woman. But on the basis of what came out, I think Mercedes and her husband are not coming out of jail anytime soon. I think they have a really tough road to go. And I don't know what to say. If the girl's testimony, her daughter, this is her daughter, not some stranger, her daughter, and if for some strange chance they find this video, Mercedes and her husband are going to be buried under a jail somewhere. They're never coming home. Never. Now, they caught a break because the judge dropped the two weapons possession charges. Because alone, that was 10 years on each charge for both of them, at least. But the judge dropped those charges. But these other charges, which is basically under the legal definition of sexual penetration of a child, I think that's another 12 charges. That's a lot. And that's a lot to try to work around and deal with. So, it doesn't look good for Mercedes. It says that her next time in case is August 19. That's her arraignment on the standard charges. I'm going to be in. That's right. That's the day after Urban X Awards. Maybe I can go to the courthouse and sit in the courtroom. Get it. Well, maybe I could. I have to see what it said. Maybe I could get into the courtroom. San Bernardino. Yes. But let's go to a little lighter topic. it was reported. Now, over the last couple of years, a lot of people from reality shows, I don't know, in the mainstream world, have put their toes into the adult business, what's the girl's name? Candy Burris, who has her own sex line out. You know, and she even did a dungeon tour this year. But now another reality star has stepped their toe into the world of the adult movie business. Carly Reed, that is on the show Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, has gone to a partnership with Doc Johnson to produce her own line of sex toys. Yes, she's going to have a replica stroker. As far as she also wants to take up further education to become a licensed sex therapist. Licensed educator, sex educator. Interesting. You know, a lot of people have always been turned on to the world of sex. It's like taboo, you know. But as I said, many, many adult stars, not only do they watch porn and they know who porn people are, but they use the products, you know, whether it is Hitachi, vibrators, dildos, anything. They use these products themselves, whether in their personal life or possibly even on a film. So it's not a bad look for a reality star or any star to align with a sex company to market their own thing. Even Safar, Nicki Minaj's ex-boyfriend, he has his own dildo mold out there. So it's a good bandwagon to jump on. You know, everybody's out to make a dollar, so let them make one. Let's take a quick break as I try to find what's going on with the board. I have a little problem with the board. Not a serious problem, but a small little problem. But let's play a little music. I'm going to play any Cardi B in a minute. So let's play a little Cardi B. I love this song. I still like Please Me. It's still relevant. I always thought it was a Cardi B song. It is not. It is actually a Bruno Mars song. But let's play that. Just give me 1 minute. Yeah, Hot Sugar Tea. We shall be right back. Oops, sorry. Hit the wrong button. Sorry about that, everybody. Here's the right button. Cardi B and Bruno Mars, Please Me.
Ride it, do it just how you like it tonight. And after that,
like that song. It's a nice song. I like that a lot. Let's get back to the show. I think I'm going to end the show early tonight. We're not going to stay on the full 2 hours. But like I said, there's a few other things I want to talk about. One thing I want to talk about is Abella Danger. Now, I know Abella Danger. I like Abella Danger a lot. She is certainly not one of these people to just spout some comments when there's not a basis for it. But for this, there really is. And I think this is a problem that I have a lot of times when people, when they do the porn, when they in the porn business and they leave, or they have a bad experience in the business, a lot of them do turn around and talk crap about the business. Like they slam the business, they put it down, they say, no, it's the devil, it ruined my life, it did this, it did that, it did this. I mean, that you can kind of sort of expect stuff like that. But this, this one you don't expect. Now, basically what happened is that the other day, not Abella Danger, but retired porn star Mia Khalifa, who at this point is still ranked in the top five on Pornhub as the hottest porn stars today, even though she hasn't shot in like 5 years, still ranked there. But Abella Danger saw something that Mia Khalifa said on her Instagram, and it's actually kind of insulting, you know, where she says that she hasn't really been very forthcoming with her past. You know, she considers, at one time she considered porn the biggest mistake of her life. You know, she's happy in her new life. And it does not, and it will not define her as to who she is, and all this other stuff. So Abella Danger said, wait a minute now. Hold it. And she does not, she certainly does speak for a few people. I think some of us, we get tired of when you leave the porn business, because let's be clear, and I am pointing at Mia Khalifa, you know, it wasn't like you were the greatest porn star at the time. It really wasn't. Yes, you are a very attractive woman. Yes, you got a big booty and a big ass and big tits. Yes, you are. But you certainly were not the greatest porn star of all time. You weren't the best porn star. But in reading what you say, okay, and that part about how porn was the biggest mistake of your life. If it wasn't for porn, nobody would know who Mia Khalifa is. And I don't think that's even your real name. That's your stage name. So if you're really that upset about, you know, you feel this is wrong, that you made this huge mistake, then, and some of the people that looked at that post that you posted agreed with Abella. If you really feel that, you know, it's so bad, then why are you still using your stage name, right? Why are you still having your verified Pornhub account where you're still making money from that? You still have your private OnlyFans. You still have your private premium Snapchat. I'm looking at your timeline on Instagram, and just not that long ago, you put out a calendar, right? You didn't put it out under your real name. You put it out under your stage name of Mia Khalifa. You're saying, when was this? The 2019 calendar. Now, this picture was posted in February. $20. Mia Khalifa, 2019 calendar. You're posting that you're engaged to somebody and that, you know, you're living this whole another life and all this other stuff. But all these things happen because of pornography. So, realistically speaking, pornography was nothing but a stepping stone to you. And I think I could deal with that if you said it was a stepping stone. I use it to get myself onto a bigger platform. I don't have any problem with that, because I'm quite sure there is numerous people that have been in the porn business and left. They use pornography for a stepping stone to do other things. I mean, not to put her in that same category, but you could definitely use that case with Lisa Ann. Lisa Ann used pornography to push her to someplace else, because she used the visibility that it came with. Now, the moral of it, of her having sex for money or sex on camera, as people want to say it, that's really for her to critique herself. But I certainly do not think that Lisa Ann would retire for good and turn around and say, well, doing porn was the worst time of my life. I don't think she would. And you were in the porn business. It wasn't like you was in it for a day or a week and you left. You were in it for a while. A while. So where do you get off turning around and crapping on the men and women of the business simply because you are someplace else? I don't understand that. So what Abella's answer was, which has to be genius, she basically said that words of frustration towards women who do porn and then move on to other things and then talk down on porn, when in reality she wouldn't have been able to move on to these new things without doing porn first. Thanks, porn. Don't regret it because you still took the checks at the end. Which she's right. You still took the checks. You were in porn for 2 years. 2 years. Shot 29 movies. Okay. If it was really so bad, why didn't you just leave after the first movie? If it was really so bad, why do you still stick your fingers into the business? You're still exploiting yourself using the name Mia Khalifa to, like I said, make calendars, premium Snapchat, Pornhub, and all these other things. You're still doing that one. So it couldn't have been so bad for you. And I'm looking up Pornhub right this second. What is this crown? Right, because Pornhub has a list of like the top stars. Where is it? The rankings? They always have the rankings. Oh, most popular porn stars, right? Mia Khalifa is, to right this minute, she is ranked number two. Number two. For somebody that doesn't want anything to do with porn, but you're ranked number two. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot, and you still do webcam shows too. That too. So there's still sex going on all around you. All around you. But yet and still, you want to dump on the business. That's not right. That's not right at all. So I understand. And Abella was not the only person that felt that way. Many other porn stars, such as Camilla Moore, Joanna Angel, Jenna Fox, Carmen. Valentina, you know, these are all the people that looked at it and said, wait a minute. And these are probably people that you have also worked with or know that, you know, you're basically saying that even the friendships, relationships you built with these people, like, it's the worst time of your life. Really? It's an insult. And I remember I saw not that long ago with someone in an interview and they brought up your porn past and you wanted to curse them out live on the air. Like, they shouldn't have asked you anything. How do you expect people not to ask you about this? It's not like, you know, you were trading secrets for the FBI or CIA. You did something that was very public. There's no way no one's going to sit back and ask you about this. No way. So I don't know what the problem is, but, you know, and if you really think that, you know, porn was the devil, and then all you got to do is go back to your real name. Your real name, and that will solve all these problems. But you know what? If you went under your real name, nobody would want to buy any different because who is that person? You know. Yeah. Now, before I get to this last story of the day, which is this guy's top 50 porn list, Let me take a couple of phone calls because I'm going to end the show today at 12 o'clock. I'm going at 9:04. No, you know what? Before I go to phone calls, because I think people want to comment about the porn list, let me go to the porn list first. So last night, I'm up. I'm on Twitter. And I see this guy. All right. This guy named Mike. And I don't know who he is. I don't know anything about him. Not one thing. This guy, Monster Mike 197. Right? However, he posted a list of what, and this is still his opinion, of who he considered to be the top 50 porn stars of all time. And mind you, I'm saying that word, of all time. So he put 50 people down here that he considered the best of all time. And as I said once before, I mean, yes, it's always your opinion of who you think is the best or the greatest or whatever. However, there are certain people whose names are somewhere in that list. Maybe not in the particular order, but they're always on that list. So I'm looking at his, and I'm going to tell you who his top 10 is. Number 10, he has Lisa Ann. Number 9, he has Abella Anderson. 8 is Naomi Russell. 7 is Sarah J. 6 is Luna Starr. 5 is Naomi Banks. 4 is Tiana Trump. 3 is Sasha Gray. And Sasha's name is very relevant to this list. Number 2 is Pinky, and number 1 is Gianna Michaels. Now, the reason I said Sasha is very important to this is because Sasha Gray's name is on this list twice. She's on the list twice. She's on at number 3, and then she shows up again. Where is she at? At number... Oh, he changed the list. He took her name off of being on the list twice, because that was pointed out to him that her name was on the list twice. Right. But even still, I don't know what this gentleman was smoking. I don't know what the parameters it is that he used to create this list. But this list is horrible. Now, just in this top 10, I know 1, 2, 3, 4. I know 6 other people that's in this top 10. And as I said, it is not a disrespect to any of the women on the list, 1 through 50. However, certain people's names that you would think would be on this list are not even there. You cannot have a list of top 50 porn stars, and you don't have Vanessa Del Rio, Nina Hartley, Heather Hunter, Roxy Reynolds, Jada Fire, Sika, Jenna Jameson, and even if you want to count her on this list, even though she's kind of excommunicated from the business, Tracy Lords, no Gina Lynn, no Angel Kelly, no India, no Misty Stone, no Lana Sands. That's just a taste of people that are not, no Cherokee the Ass. That's just a taste of people whose names are not on the list. And I'm sorry, but some of the women on your list, when you sit to say the best of all time, you have to put some work, some years into this to be considered best of all time. At number 11, he has Autumn Falls. Autumn Falls is a very beautiful woman. However, she's been in the business less than a year, and now she's retired at 19 years old. She shouldn't even be anything on this list, right? Another one, Aaliyah Haddad. I like Aaliyah Haddad. I met her personally. She's a very cool person, but that's also her same fault. She hasn't been around long enough to be put onto a list of the best of all time. Because there's a bunch of other women that can come before her before you start putting her into the top 50. I understand people say, well, she's got this crazy head skill. But there's a lot of chicks out there that have crazy head skills. A lot. and I can begin to start that list with Kitten. Or I could begin and start the list with Menage a Trois. Jade Kush? No. You have on here, where's she at? Where's the one girl I said was on here? Like this one person, Kimberly Montano, I never even heard of. And I believe he has on his list, oh, he took her off. I think it's, he had a girl named Sophia Butella. Sophia Castello on his list. Once again, wasn't around long enough to be making those kind of moves. When you sit there and you say they're the best of all time. No Anna Fox. No Skin Diamond. So like I said, oh, here it is. Right. Now, I'm looking at this list, and he's actually gone back and changed this. The original list, he had Pinky at number one. That was the original list, right? And he had Sasha Gray at number 11, and he had her at where's she at? At number 39. So he changed lists. But this is the original one that he had. And there's other people down here. He has Faye Reagan down here. I don't know who Darlene Amaro is. Miss London? No. Sarah Banks? No. Angie Love? No. Here it is, Sophia Castello, 32. No. Either a case that they haven't been around long enough. That's really the case. I haven't been around long enough. Honey Gold, and I like Honey Gold. I like Honey Gold a lot. But no, it's not her time you put into the category or the consideration of the best of all time. So you have down here Honey Gold on this list, but you got Honey Gold over Skin Diamond? No. No, 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 no. That dog don't hunt. Right? And as I said, he's changed this list from the original one that he had. Now, I made a joke last night, and I still kind of I think the guy just put a bunch of names into a hat and then dumped all the paper on the floor, and whichever ones came up with the name side up, that's who he put on the list. That's who he put on the list. There's no way you're going to make this list, and like I said, at least 10 people should be on this list. So what I think I'm going to do, and I'm going to do this over the next couple weeks because I want to be thorough. I want to take everything into consideration. I think I'm going to make my own top 50 of all time. I think I'm going to make my own. And let's stack my list up against this guy's. Who knows? Maybe this guy has seen more pornography than me. You know, and he knows a little more about the business than I do. And like I said, it's always your opinion. However, although their positions may not always be the same, there's certain core people that should, as always, that when you look down, you say they are the greatest of all time. You could just use that to judge of who is in the AVN Hall of Fame, who is in the X-Biz Hall of Fame, who is in the Urban X Hall of Fame. These are men, women, since he just kept his list to women, these are women that have stood the test of time, and their peers have voted them the best. I don't know what the... Come on. Number 12, Miss Natural? No. Some of the names on the list I go with. Just on this one I'm looking at. Yes, Pinky, Gianna, Sarah J. They deserve to be on this list of 50 all time. Tiana Trump? You could make a case for putting Tiana. I think if you had a top 100 list, then yes. Yes. Top 50, maybe. Jayla Fox, no. Riley Reed, Katrina Jade. He has down here August Ames. All right. But Autumn Falls, no. Angelina Castro, no. Sasha Gray, yes. Miss Natural, no. Kira Noor and Julie Kay, Honey Gold and Leah Haddad, the four, no. they all fall into the category. They just have not been in the game long enough to be considered all time. It's too early for that. Too early. Veronica Rodriguez, Aza Kira, Jasmine Cashmere, okay. Simone Richards, Alexis Silver, no. And then he has here Luna. Luna who? Naomi Russell? No. Who? And who the hell is Heather Harmon? Yui Hatano, Asian girl. Who the hell is that? That's who he has in his top 25. 26 through 50, he's got Angela White, Harley Dean, Mandy Muse, Lena Paul, Brandy Love, Abella Anderson, Sophia Castello, Kelly Devine, Angie Love, Jasmine Banks, Roxy Reynolds, Sarah Banks, Gina Valentina, Sasha Gray again, Kaden Cole, Cherokita Ass, Sativa Rose, Miss London, Mia Malkova, whose name you spelled wrong, Darlene Amaro, Alicia Starr, Faye Reagan, Lana Rhodes, whose name you also spelled wrong, and Rose Monroe. That's who his top 50 is. As I said, no Nina Hartley. No Jada Fire. No Heather Hunter. No Missy Stone. Anna Fox. Skin Diamond. Vanessa Del Rio. Sika. Terry Weigel. None of them on your list. I don't know what criteria this young man, or I'm going that he might be an old young man, that this man used to make his list. I question it. I question the very nature. I think you just threw some names in a hat, threw it up, and whatever happened, happened. That's what I think. But before I end the show, let's take a couple of phone calls to get what you guys think. I'm going to go to 904-772. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? I can barely hear you. Could you? Are you talking to me on speakerphone?
No, no, I can't hear you.
No, you still sound really muddled.
No, I'm not on speakerphone. I don't know what's up.
Okay.
What about now?
Now I can hear you.
Yeah.
What's going on? Who's this?
This is Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Nothing, man. What's up?
Oh, no,
my
son. You want to
hear what
talk?
I think about Yeah, you want to hear what I think about the list?
Yeah.
I think he left out a lot of people, like Obsession and Lacey, Luke Duvall. Like, he left out a lot of the best ones.
Yes, he did. Obsession, Lacey Duvall. You know,
I'm starting to like Shiera Storm. I don't know if you know about her.
But is she, I don't know who she is, but is she somebody new?
I think she's new. I don't know.
See,
I just started seeing her, so I believe, yes, she is new.
But see, that's the thing, is that she's too new to be considered one of the all-time greats. Too new.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think in order for someone to be considered an all-time great, you may have to put in, I'm going to say at least 7 years. Seven solid years of work before you start saying that anybody is an all-time great. It's like I was watching ESPN the other day, and they were talking, Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman was having this debate of the upcoming NFL season, who's under greater pressure, Aaron Rodgers, or what's the quarterback from Kansas City?
Mahomes, right?
And one of the guys sat there and said that Mahomes is one of the all-time greatest quarterbacks. And I stopped what I was doing. I was like, no, he's not. if you want to sit there and say that he had one of the greatest years of a quarterback, I agree. Yes, he did. But he is nowhere, should not even be mentioned in the breath of one of the all-time greatest quarterbacks. He's only had 1 year. One.
Yeah.
You can't compare him and someone. So you're going to sit there and say that he's one of the greatest. So you're going to say, even the quarterback that's playing, that he's better than Drew Brees or Aaron Rodgers or, Philip Rivers, Roethlisberger? That's really what you're going to say? You can't say that. You can sit and say he had one of the greatest years ever by a quarterback. I'm off on it. You cannot sit there and say he's one of the best of all time. Because what if he goes out there this year and his first game he breaks his leg? Or the first 6 game he's playing and every single pass he throws, every other pass is an interception? Then you're going to talk about like you're a dog. It takes years to start even getting to the discussion of greatest of all time. And some of these people that he has on this list, I just don't think that they have been around long enough to be even considered for greatest of all time. And it's not a disrespect. I'm just being realistic. I'm sorry. But like I said, Aaliyah Dada Honey Gold, for example, those two women do not need to be on this kind of list. Because they just have not been here forever. They've only been around a couple of years. Three years. That's it. They can't compete against someone like a Missy Stone or Anna Fox that has been around for 7, 10, 12 years. You can't. Until you are been around 7, 10, 12 years. And some of you on the list, I never even heard of before. I know who Miss Natural is, but I mean, come on. Come on, no. She still hasn't even shot for a major company yet. She's been doing, if you want to say it, underground stuff. But that's just what I think. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't think I am, but I could be wrong. Yeah. But who else besides Obsession and Lacey DuBois would you put onto this list? If you could do it, who else would you put on?
Let me think. Oh, Ecstasy, Spontaneous Ecstasy.
Yeah.
She definitely got to go on there. Angel Kelly.
Yep.
Monique. You know Monique?
Definitely Monique.
Yeah, Ebony A's.
The one thing I liked about him is that he didn't just keep it to all white girls or all black girls. He mixed it up. He mixed it up. So that's one good thing. But I certainly would put Tara Patrick on that list.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, like I said, you can't have a list without Jenna Jameson.
Right.
Because despite how she is now, you can't deny the impact that she had on the business. You can't deny that one. I really was trying to reach out to this guy today to get him on the show to figure out, you know, how we came up with this thing. I really would like to talk to him, but I tried, but I couldn't get in touch with the guy. So I said, I'm going to talk about it anyway. But, like, were you high? Were you just throwing darts at a dartboard? Like, what were you doing? Anything else on your mind that you want to talk about?
Nope. Thanks a lot. I'll see you on the next one.
Are you coming down to Edison?
No, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, Exotica to Edison in November, October. It's going to be a fun time. It's going to be a fun time.
Where is it at? It's in Vegas.
Wait a minute, say it again? Well, no, is it better than the one in Vegas? No. No, no, no. It's not better than the AVN. Because the AVN is longer, and it's a whole lot more. In there's a lot more ends and pieces to the Vegas, to Las Vegas, than it is to Exotica. So I was going 3 days, but AVN is like five. You know, and who don't want a party in Vegas? You know, who doesn't like a party in Vegas? You know.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit different. A little bit different. You know. But thank you for your call. I think I'm going to end the show early today. But thank you for calling. Talk to you soon. Okay, I'm going to end the show early today. Just keep it to an hour today. I'm going to announce this week what we're going to do about the UrbanX Awards next Friday, because next Friday when we should be live, the UrbanX Awards will just – the lingerie party will just be starting. What I think I'm going to try to do is – maybe do a live feed from there so you all can see what's going on, do some spot interviews with people just so you guys can all have an idea of who's there and what's going on. There will be constant updates next weekend. You can check my Instagram and my Twitter. My Instagram is Mr. Ralph Terry. My Twitter is just Porn Warrior. There will be pictures and updates all next weekend of the UrbanX Awards activities, so you can tune in that way to see what's going on. And that's really it. So on behalf of myself in India, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. And we will talk to you all next week. We'll figure something out next week. But we will be back. Hot Sugar Tea. We're live each and every Friday from 11 to 1. We're just cutting it a little short today. And thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. And talk to you soon. Good night.
Hi, I'm AJ.
And I'm Jeanette.
And we're the Shy
Twins.
You've just listened to Hot Sugar Tea. Tune in next week.